Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 153, an act to restrict the effect of certain provisions relating to the illegal sale of alcoholic beverages to underage persons.
Senate Bill 153, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the body. What has precipitated this bill is the fact that an individual contracted by the state of South Dakota to do sting operations in the state has chosen to use underage individuals using a false or borrowed ID throughout southeastern South Dakota. It's been very prevalent down there. Now, I would just like to read to you some comments that come with the letter from the individual who's contracted by the state in these sting operations. It says, both youth were presented a borrowed ID of a young adult. The false ID rates for the two youths was approximately 85%. That's the buy rate. I wonder how much difference there was between the appearance of the two youth. And I've got some pictures here that show that the individual, young female, looked very familiar, and I know the reproductions, it's hard to tell, they're a little dark. But we'll get into that discussion a little later as we go through here. It says, so far we have only used borrowed South Dakota and out-of-state driver's license. They've interviewed high school students to do this. Goes on to say, false ID usage is not rampant in South Dakota, but, you know, I guess they'll use false IDs in their sting operations. Goes on to say that a clerk should glance to see whether the ID has a blue background to assure the person is 21. The clerk should not try to calculate the age on the license. Now that seems kind of funny, doesn't it? This letter to the clerks says you shouldn't try to calculate the age. Now, they're telling us they're using out-of-state driver's licenses also. Look for a color. We got an out-of-state driver's license. We don't have a color on it. Now, South Dakota driver's licenses, if they're under 21, are red, right? Yeah, that's so. But that individual turns 21, they have 30 days in which to get a new driver's license that has a blue background. So don't tell the clerk not to try to calculate the age. I mean, that's just absolutely crazy. It goes on to say that we have found that the signature line on the ID is so small that it's hard for the clerks to determine if they ask for another source of ID if that signature is actually the same as a signature on another form of ID. They call these individuals decoys. They call them decoys themselves. We would appreciate the IDs being returned without having to bother the local police. Now let's face the facts, ladies and gentlemen. State statute says that if I present a false ID to a clerk, the clerk, if that clerk knows it's a false ID, is to withhold that ID. You have sent an underage person in some instances high school kids, to make a purchase. If you have a retailer that knows the law well enough to say, no, I believe that this is a false ID, I don't believe you're 21, I'm going to keep this ID. They want that ID returned to them. I can give you one instance where an individual went in, attempted to make the purchase. The clerk looked at the ID, and he, man, that really looks like her, and it says she's old enough. So he thought, well, I'll just ask, are you really 21? This individual that says, no, I'm not. He says, well, get out of here and don't come back in. wanted to take the driver's license with her. He says, no, I keep this. I'm turning this over to the local law enforcement. Lo and behold, who comes in right behind the young lady? The individual that's accompanying her on the sting. This gentleman is busy. It's after a basketball game in his home community, and they're running the sting operation, and he comes in and wants his ID back. The clerk says, stuff it. I'm not giving it to you. This is a false ID. The law is pretty specific that I keep these, and I'm not giving it back. Get out of here. This gentleman, as I said, was very busy. About this time, the telephone rings. He lays the ID down on the back bar, reaches over to answer the telephone. This individual accompanying this minor picks up the ID and heads out the door. That is totally inappropriate. That is totally inappropriate in a sting operation. We have merchants out there that are trying to do the right thing, and then somebody that the state contracts with to do these sting operations is actually trying to break the law in two ways. Number one, they're furnishing an individual with a false ID. Number two, they're defrauding an innkeeper. And actually, the third offense would be that they're taking that driver's license back from that barkeep that kept it because he knew that was a law. And I can tell you one thing, if it had been me, I wouldn't answer the phone. I'd have cut that thing up in 1,000 pieces and gave it back to him. I'd like to go on and tell you a few other things here in this sting operation. The appearance of the clerk is only an estimate based on the observation of the youth who is not an expert at this. The youth is not an expert at this. They're basing that observation and a description of that clerk who could be charged later. And they're admitting that this individual is only an estimate. And I'll go on to say, we greatly apologize for any inaccuracies in description. Sometimes the estimate of the youth are far off the mark. For instance, someone who is 70 years old may be guessed to be 35. That's inappropriate for somebody who's writing a description about somebody else who could later be charged. And I'll give you an example of a description of an individual that went through one of these stings. About the only thing that is right on this form is the very first description. Description of the clerk, sex, male. That was correct. They estimated this individual to be 46 years old. This particular individual was 58 years old. Color, complexion of the skin. This individual is very dark complected, and the description says light. But I'll give that a gimme, maybe one way or another. They had this clerk's height as 5'7". The clerk's 5'10". Had his weight at 170. The clerk is actually 250 pounds. Couldn't get the color of his eyes. Wasn't close enough, I guess. Color of his hair, dark. What little hair this guy's got left is very gray. So, the very people that are writing a description to charge somebody aren't getting a very good description of that individual. Not only that, they're using the false ID. I'd like to go on to tell you that they'll admit in a letter that they utilized false identification. Now, I feel it's extremely unfair. It's entrapment. It's entrapment when the state of South Dakota contracts with these individuals and allows them to run sting operations in such a manner. What I would rather see them do, rather than contract with people, is take this money that we're throwing down a rat hole. Tell that guy to go back to the East Coast where he came from and give the money to local law enforcement to run their own sting operations because they seem to know how to do it best and proper. So That in and of itself is why this bill is here today. I think that the use of false IDs is being abused by the very individuals that the state has contracted with. And I'll tell you, it's interesting to note that most of your local law enforcement, I cannot find one local law enforcement that thinks using false IDs is a good idea. As a matter of fact, I talked to a sergeant from the Sioux Falls Police Department yesterday, and his only problem with the bill as he talked to me was Section 4. Well, ladies, or Section 2. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Section 2 has been deleted out of this bill. Only Section 1 remains in the bill. I think that it's time that we as legislators, rather than point our finger at clerks of these establishments, rather than sit and point our finger at them, it's time to get behind them and say that we do not approve of using false IDs in these sting operations. It's nothing more than entrapment, and we need to send the message that we don't appreciate that type of behavior when they come to running sting operations. And I don't think there's a one of us here that opposes a sting operation. But let's be straightforward, upfront, and run them like professionals. That's what I'm asking for in this bill. I ask for your positive support on this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 153. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Albers,
aye.
Benson,
aye.
Bogue,
aye.
Rose,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Dugard,
aye.
Dennert,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Dunjim,
aye.
Dunn-Rebecca, Duxbury, Duxbury, Everest,
aye.
Flowers, Frederick, Hangey,
no.
Halverson, Ham, Hutmacher, Cleven, Klocek, Lang,
aye.
Lawler,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson, Olson, Paisley, Reedy, Rounds, Schoner, Staggers, Simmons, Valandra, Vitter, Whiting. Madam President, ayes 32, nays 2. One excused.
Senate Bill 153, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is declared passed.
Questions
on the title? There are none. The title is deemed correct. Senator Lang.
Thank you, Madam.